The Garden of Reason, learning how to live your life well, protecting your mind and structuring your mental universe. My dear friends, this is The Rational Ape. When people think of philosophy, oftentimes people think of this boring discipline that people engage in that deals with questions that cannot be answered. It is this complicated discipline that deals with the esoteric, that has no bearing in reality. At worst, people think of philosophy as this subject that they must go through in academia in order to fulfill a requirement. And that is very sad. That is very sad. I have not met a lot of people who practice philosophy, whatever that philosophy might be, fully aware, 100% conscious of what they are doing or the mental acrobatics that they are performing with philosophy. People in philosophy usually are detached. People think that philosophy has no bearing. Well, let's say that philosophy, reason, logic, all of this has no bearing in the real world or in their lives. That is very unfortunate because philosophy should be seen as a system, a mental system that is integrated with our daily lives. Philosophy is this, I should say, if you think of IQ as the speed of the hardware, you should think of philosophy as the software that runs on that hardware, the hardware being your brain. You can think of philosophy as the operating system on your brain. And without that operating system, or without that software, your brain won't function properly. Having a philosophy, having a quote-unquote philosophy, means having a system by which to think. It means having a system by which to understand the universe around us. This philosophy, gives us a better understanding of the universe and a better understanding of our place in that universe and how to act in that universe in accordance with what is. Now, I know this is all detached, for lack of a better word, and it doesn't help my case in addressing the problem that most people have, but I would like to take you to address that concern to what I call the Garden of Reason. The Garden of Reason is simply a way of visualizing or understanding how various philosophies or various ideas or various concepts in philosophy integrate to one another to form a coherent system that we could apply and live with. That is the Garden of Reason. And the Garden of Reason, imagine this. Imagine the most beautiful garden that you have ever seen in your life. This is the system that I call the Garden of Reason. And that garden is surrounded by a fence. That fence that surrounds the garden, that fence that protects the garden, represents logic. Logic in this context simply means the way you reason. It simply means how you reason. So that is the fence. The fence that surrounds the garden represents logic. Logic which protects your mind, which protects the garden. And inside that fence, there is the soil on which everything in that garden grows. That soil, that ground, that fertile ground represents science. Science here in this context is the best understanding of the universe that we have. This is the ground, the nourishing soil on which everything grows in that garden. On that ground grows the plants, the fruits, whatever it is, vegetables or whatever. Everything that grows in that ground is a product of that soil. And those fruits and those plants In a sense, it represents the sense of how well you live your life. The better you protect the garden with your fence, with your logic, the better the plants or the plant life in that garden would grow. Because the plant life in that garden would be protected from herbivores and thieves. So nobody will steal the fruits and nobody will take away the vegetables in that garden. And the more you take care of the soil, the more you enrich the soil on which those things grow, the better the plant growth, the better your life will be. Because you see, the goal of reason, the goal of philosophy, the goal of logic is to learn how to live life well. Otherwise, there is no point why we should reason. There is no point why we should logically think of things if it is not to live life well. You can't have or you can't live a good life, let alone good life. You can't live a life if you have faulty reasoning. You can't move about the universe. You can't move about the world if you're doing illogical things. Because all organisms depend upon their accurate perception of reality in order to survive. Reason and logic makes our perception more accurate, or rather more in line with reality. If you keep on making the wrong decisions, you won't last very long. It's just so happens that we live in a time where we don't have predators that will eat us. We live in a time that is friendly to human life. You won't die if you eat the wrong food or if you miscalculate whatever it is that you are doing for your survival. Somebody else will save you. Just imagine this in your life. We all know that one wrong decision have a ripple effect into the future. And that one wrong decision could affect everything. It could ruin everything. And this is why it is important for us to integrate sound reasoning, integrate philosophy, logic, in a coherent system that we can use daily. And this might all sound abstract, so let me... because I... actually, the origin of this podcast is that I have a colleague, my supervisor actually. She does not live in the garden of reason. She does not have the fence to protect herself, and she does not have the nourishing soil by which to base her life on, or by which to base her decisions on. So I was in her office and I saw her drinking this weird liquid in plastic bottles, and I had to ask, what is that? And she told me that she is undergoing this special detox program wherein she would be eating, rather drinking, those plastic bottles of weird liquid so she can be healthy, because she needs a push to become healthy. To give you an idea what those liquids are, or at least the one that I examined, those odd liquids, and I would assume it's similar, those bottles, just different combinations. This liquid is primarily composed of fruits and vegetables that were juiced and mixed with water and charcoal. And I would assume that all of those things are similar because they all look the same, just different colors. I find that curious, if not odd, because first, she does not have any debilitating conditions. She is not poisoned. She has not ingested any toxins. For all intents and purposes, she is a very healthy individual. But as I've said, she does not live in the garden of reason. If we think about it, she actually got pissed with me because I said this. If you want to be healthy, drinking this fruits and vegetables mashed together and mixed with charcoal and water is not the way to go. Eating, or rather drinking this stuff for a few days will not make you healthy. And she tells me, oh, but I have lost weight. I have lost weight. That's what she told me. Of course, we know that if you reduce your caloric intake, the first few days, you will surely lose weight. And that is what is happening to her. And she attributes that to the stuff that is mixed in that liquid. And also, if she wants to be healthy, just eat the fruits and vegetables. No need to mash them up into this special soup. There's no need to do that. Of course, we know the problem with juicing, especially juicing fruits, is that fruit on itself is good. It has the fibers that makes fruits low glycemic, meaning to say that the sugar found in the fruit, fructose, is released slowly in your system. So you don't have that insulin shock in your body. But juicing the fruit destroys that fiber that surrounds the fructose and makes that low glycemic food into a high glycemic food that releases that sugar into your system instantly, and you get that sugar shock. And that is because when you grind or when you mash up the fruit into a juice, it's no different from your high sugar, highly processed fruit juice found in the market. Of course, I told her that, and she was, of course, pissed. And next, it's funny when people say that they need to detox, they need to detoxify. She has this fantastic kidneys and this beautiful liver that detoxifies her every single minute of her waking life. And as I've said, you know, if you don't have the nourishing ground and you don't have the fence, if you don't live in that garden of reason, you don't have a way to protect yourself from these, I should say, not corrosive, but dangerous ideas that might have negative repercussions to your life. And this is just fruits and vegetables that is mashed up together and mixed with water and charcoal. We know of a lot of people that make the wrong decisions and they ruin their health. Some people, they make the wrong decisions in finance and they end up throwing away a lifetime of work just because they don't have the nourishing ground and defense to protect themselves. They basically don't live in the garden of reason. And they don't think that reason, logic, philosophy will make their lives better and will save them from these wrong decisions, from these detrimental decisions that could destroy them. Well, you know, I don't know. But at least now you know the garden of reason. You now have that system that you can live by. So if that makes sense to you, please like, share, and subscribe wherever you are listening to this podcast. And please, you know, we all live in the garden of reason here. Leave a comment and let me know what kind of garden you are growing. Also, let me accompany you while you are doing the chores or while you are driving or while you are walking by going to your favorite podcast app and looking for The Rational Ape. Go to your favorite podcast app and look for The Rational Ape. And please, while you are at it, leave me a 5-star review. It really helps me if you could subscribe and leave me a 5-star review. So with that, thank you for listening, and I will see you next week.